It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's a new week with some big issues on the table. Strap in for what promises to be a roller coaster ride of epic proportions. Here's what's at stake. Let's start with government funding and the debt limit. If a new funding bill isn't passed, the government will shut down on Friday. And if the debt ceiling isn't raised soon, the U.S. could default for the first time in history, something that simply cannot happen. So, the Senate is set to vote on a cloture motion today, Monday, to proceed to the short-term funding bill passed by the House this weekend, which would keep federal agencies open until December 3rd, while suspending the debt limit until December of 2022. Good start, but that'll fail, since Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and his Republican colleagues are opposed to any increase of the debt limit, despite the fact that the former failed Republican president raised the debt by some $7 trillion. So what happens after that? Well, we don't know. There are a few scenarios that could play out, but nothing concrete and nothing sure to fix the problem. Then there's the dual infrastructure bills. Nancy Pelosi brings the so-called bipartisan bill, or BIF, to the floor on Monday, setting up a vote on Thursday while she and Chuck Schumer work on something to offer progressives on the reconciliation package by then. The reasoning is reportedly that if Pelosi can show progressives that there is substantial momentum on the reconciliation package, even if it's not yet complete, she can hold down no votes among progressives. And that she'd use Thursday's expiration of transportation spending authority as a talking point to say that Congress needs to act and the work on the infrastructure will continue. But there's no deal on a top-line number yet. Pelosi made it clear during her Sunday morning appearance on ABC's This Week that the overall cost will be less than $3.5 trillion. But she didn't say how much, or even give an idea of what the tax provisions would look like, or how big the policy fights among the Democrats on Medicare, Medicaid, and Obamacare are going to be resolved. Between the progressives and the conservadems or corporate dems or whatever you want to call them, but not centrists or moderates, goes like this. The conservadems expected the president to start putting pressure on the progressives during their meeting at the White House last week. But apparently that didn't happen. Reports say that the president neither asked them to drop their demand that the reconciliation bill pass in tandem with the BIF or pressed them to accept a standalone vote on the BIF this week. The progressive Democrats believe that Biden and Pelosi agree with them that both bills should move together. And I think they're right. The White House has never strayed from the idea that they need both bills to pass concurrently. So as for how this will play out, well, here's Nancy Pelosi on ABC's This Week.
First of all, we have to make sure we keep government open, and we will. Second of all, we have to honor the vision of President Biden, and we thank him for his leadership and his courage putting forth such a bold package. And what President has put forth will create many, many more good-paying jobs, especially in terms of addressing the climate crisis, which has not been fully addressed in the infrastructure bill. It will lower costs for families by lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors and healthcare costs across the board. It will give one of the largest tax cuts for the middle class with the Biden child tax credit, and it will be paid for by making everyone pay their fair share. Lower cost, tax cuts, paid for, more jobs. Let me just say we're going to pass the bill this week. But you know, I'm never bringing a bill to the floor that doesn't have the votes.
So as I said, strap in. This will be one hell of a ride. There are lots of elections around the world this weekend, and it's interesting that countries like Germany, Switzerland, Iceland, and others vote on weekends. It makes it easier for working people to vote, you know? Well, Germany went to the polls to figure out who will replace Chancellor Angela Merkel, who is stepping down after 16 years. The results? The center-left Social Democrats narrowly defeated Merkel's party, the center-right Christian Democrats. That means that Olaf Scholz, who's the Social Democrats' pick for chancellor, is in the strongest position to form a coalition government. But the process could take a while because he needs support of the other parties. Merkel will remain in power until the new chancellor is ready to take over. In Switzerland, voters went to the polls and on Sunday overwhelmingly approved legalizing same-sex marriage, with 64.1% of the people casting ballots in favor of the change to the country's law. Voters also approved letting lesbian couples access sperm banks and allowing same-sex couples to adopt children. Switzerland was one of the last countries in Western Europe to accept same-sex marriage, though same-sex couples have been permitted to enter civil partnerships with some legal rights since 2007. Iceland went to the polls, and they elected their first female-majority parliament over the weekend, making it the only nation in Europe with female lawmakers outnumbering the men. With all votes counted on Sunday, women held 33 seats in Iceland's 63-seat parliament. Iceland was ranked the world's most gender-equal nation for the 12th straight year in a World Economic Forum report released in March. It offers men and women the same parental leave, and they passed their first law on equal pay for men and women in 1961. And 41 years ago, Iceland became the first country to elect a female president. But there was more. The tiny nation of San Marino voted on Sunday and overwhelmingly backed a proposal to legalize abortion. San Marino is surrounded by Italy and it boasts just 33,000 residents. About 77% of those casting ballots in the referendum supported making abortion legal in the first 12 weeks of pregnancy, rejecting a 150-year-old law that criminalized the procedure. San Marino is one of the world's oldest republics. It's also one of the last European states to legalize abortion. It's still illegal in Malta and Andorra. And Poland introduced a near total ban this year. Maybe the Republicans from Texas would want to move there. Just a thought. An Amtrak train derailed on Saturday, 3 people killed and dozens injured when 8 of the train's 10 cars derailed in Montana. The National Transportation Safety Board will hold briefings with any updates on the victims and the cause of the disaster. But this might be a good time to say we really need an infrastructure bill. Just saying. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.